You're listening to KHOL Jackson 89.1. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Teton County Library, botanist Francis Clark will speak about Thanksgiving seeds and how seeds create our habitats. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you talk about how you're intrigued by the complexity of seed dispersal and dormancy and germination. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that actually means?
Well, what I was thinking about it this morning is every single plant we see growing in the natural landscape has started by a seed. It's the only way a plant can move. So whereas we may see a bison in one place and then another place, or an elk in one place or another place, a plant only gets to its place by its seed. And it can get there by wind, it can get there by another animal carrying it, it can get there by an ant, but it once it's there, then it has to grow. And so how does it manage that? Especially when you look outside right now when it's snowing, a seed, say, of a sagebrush is just becoming ripe right now and it's landing on the ground, and obviously it's not a really good time to start sprouting. And so what has this plant done in over evolutionary time to make sure it doesn't sprout up in the snow and can survive into at least the next growing season and then sprout? And so every single plant is there under a whole set of different circumstances, a lot of luck, and then a lot of evolutionary development in order for it to survive and then grow into a big plant that we see.
So how does the sagebrush seed survive the winter until it sprouts in the spring?
It goes into dormancy. And dormancy is triggered after the seed, after the seed sort of dries into about sort of like a 10% moisture in that seed. And in this case, it just goes into a very deep resting pause state. And it needs the cold in order to trigger it to bloom, to actually sprout in the spring. And then it has that one chance, because those seeds in that particular case do not survive into the next year. And so then it's got to have the moisture, it's got to have the temperature, and hopefully the moisture over enough time for the little seedling to actually survive.
Interesting. So how does this all tie into Thanksgiving? How will you kind of link it to the theme?
Well, I think it's a time for Thanksgiving. We have a bounty on our table of a lot of fruits and vegetables and all that food that we are appreciating, and it's really a celebration of the harvest season. And this is the harvest season for the natural world as well. And so I just sort of think of it as a time to be grateful for all the seeds that are out there and for the evolutionary processes that have brought us to this time, so that we have the landscape here in Jackson Hole that we can appreciate with all the wildlife that goes with it.
Definitely. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with botanist Francis Clark. She'll be speaking at the Teton Plants meeting at the Teton County Library tomorrow night. That's Tuesday at 6 p.m. And the theme will be seeds, how seeds create our habitats. And as she mentioned, she'll tie that to Thanksgiving. Would you just talk a little bit about what Teton Plants is as an organization?
Sure. We are a chapter of the Wyoming Native Plant Society. The Plant Society is an all-volunteer organization based out of Laramie. And we are a volunteer chapter that's been going on for about 20 years, way before I got here, about 5 years ago. And it's just a group of people who are trying to promote the understanding and appreciation of our native plants. And we do that through a series of monthly programs from September into through May. Third Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock at the library. And then in the summertime, we have lead field trips for anybody. All of our programs are open and free to the public. And then we have a website, tetonplants.org, where we post random what's in bloom, so that people can go online during the summer and see if they see the balsam root or this big bright yellow flower growing. You know, what is that? What's going on there? They can often see it in our blog and find out more about it.
Excellent. So not to depress things, but You may have noticed you were just in Argentina for 3 weeks, and coming back, we have green grass with snow on top of it. I've even seen some trees starting to bud.
Mm.
Should we be worried about this kind of confusion in the seeds and different plants?
Well, I think, again, these plants have been around a very long time, and they have adapted. Some of the things that you may see sort of budding out at this time may be your non-native plants that are planted, like your cherry trees or whatever else somebody may have in their backyard. And their buds may have been sort of fooled into coming out with this warm weather and the same kind of day length that you may have in the springtime. So those are sort of cues for the plant to start to burst out. But most of our native plants aren't fooled like that. They know that they have to wait. And again, that's sort of one of the wonderful things about dormancy, is that the plant is programmed to wait until the spring. They need a certain length of cold, and then they will come up, and hopefully they will survive at that appropriate time.
Wow, that's reassuring. Well, thank you so much for coming by, and I look forward to your talk tomorrow.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope everybody shows up.
That was botanist Frances Clark. She's been in the field for over 35 years, and she'll be speaking at the Teton County Library on how seeds create our habitats tomorrow night at 6 p.m. You're listening to 89.1 KHOL.